Intervju Radija Študent. V RŠ intervjuju bomo tokrat slišali posnetek pogovora s Fanny Bulot, bobnarko francoskega tria Decibel, ki bo jutri zvečer skupaj z mađarsko zasedbo Ju nastopil v kinu Šiška. Bulojevo smo ujeli med pripravami na koncert v Bologni, kjer bo danes zvečer nastopila s svojim punk noise pop triom Decibel v sklopu aktualne turneje. Decibel so v svoji približno 13-letni karieri posneli 3 dolgometražce in nekaj malih plošč, z njimi pa med drugim očarali tudi člane zasedbe The Oasis in Shellac. O tem, zakaj zaenkrat še niso snemali v čikaškem studiu Steva Albinija, kako so izoblikovali svoj izraz, kateri bendi jih navdihujejo, o sceni v njihovem domačem Lyonu in še čem, boste izvedeli v posnetku pogovora. Še predtem pa bomo z njihovega lanskega albuma Tide slišali uvodni komad Mess.
Tomorrow you're playing in Ljubljana. This is going to be your first time in Slovenia, I think. Is that right?
Yes, our first time. We are very excited to play there. We had a good... we had like some people who told us good stuff about Ljubljana and this city.
Good to hear, yeah. I mean, we get quite a lot of bands playing live, so it should be... We are always, you know, interested to find out a new one.
Cool.
Yeah. You live in Lyon,
yes.
And I don't know much about the music scene there. I know that Jean-Michel Jarre was born there, and Etienne de Crécy is also from there. But I don't know. Are there more bands like Decibel Lyon?
Yes, a lot. It's true that it's a electronic city, I guess, for electronic music. It's really known about that. We have a big festival, like Nuit Sonore for electronic music and people, but There is also a big underground stage and crowd. We have a lot of little club and organization who put up shows. So it's really cool for us also. And there is a punk noise scene that is very interesting. Mm-hmm. So it's cool. It's yes, I think I saw my favorite band of all time in Lyon. So I think it's good. We're happy to live here.
What was the name of it?
I saw like Mess, Meatwave, and a lot of cool bands playing in Lyon. So yeah, we are lucky.
Yeah, can you tell us a bit about the history of the band? How did you form? How did you find each other? Because I saw that your first EP, Rider, dates back to 2007. Is that right?
Yeah. It's been like 13 years that we started Decibels. And Sabrina, the guitarist, and me, we met like when we were, I think, six in school. And we started playing music in junior high school, you know. And we never had another band, and it's just about Decibels. We started the band when we started to learn to play our instruments.
I was just wondering, what type of music were you playing when you were still in high school? Was it similar to what
No, it was more punk rock, I think, you know, very straight to the point. And because we listened to band like Blink 182 and stuff like that. So more simple. And
I read some reviews of your latest record and they compared you to bands like Bikini Kill and Babes in Toyland. What do you think about those comparisons?
Like a Riot Girls band?
Let's say in that way, yeah. Or this more punk-oriented, not necessarily just girl bands, but...
Yeah. I think it is true, and people compared us to these bands because of the live, because it's really, really punk when we play shows. And when we record album, it's more like a pop, and there is a real difference between the live and the recording. And it's true that in
Which part do you like better, recording or playing live?
I can't choose. I think we like both of them. We really enjoy playing shows because it's really fun.
Yeah, it seems that your type of music is specifically fit for concerts or playing live.
Yeah. We adapt the songs we record for live, and I love this part. But we also love to compose and to, you know, we are not limited by any style, kind of music when we compose. So it's really fun to make like pop songs and stuff like that. We also really enjoy that.
Yeah. Can you tell us a bit about what was the music that got you into this style that you're playing now? Were there any particular bands that you were really fans of?
We are really, really fans of Meatwave right now. I don't know if you know them.
Who?
It's Meatwave.
No,
it's a band from Chicago. And we played with them last week in England, and it's a really, really cool band. And we also like Cloud Nothings, and bands like Radioactivity, or I don't know. I don't know if you know Terrible Feelings. It's a band that we really love. Terrible Feelings.
Mm-hmm. And what type of music were you listening to when you were growing up? You mentioned earlier that you played this more like popular pop rock or pop rock punk music like Blink 182 and stuff like that.
We were really influenced by Le Tigre, Le Tigre with Kathleen Anna and Yes. If I remember well, we also really loved The Hives. and yeah. all these Californian punk rock scenes like Offspring and stuff like that when we were teenagers. Mm-hmm. Teenage music.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned earlier that Lyon is really big for electronic music and France in general. Yeah. I mean, most people out of France know French music for electronic music generally.
Yeah.
Probably because they don't use lyrics and stuff like that. And I was wondering, what is it like for a band like Decibels to be a French band? Do you get to play in France a lot?
No, unfortunately, we don't play a lot in France. Because it's really complicated. There is not a lot of small clubs. You know, it's very hard for small venues to live, to exist. And I don't know. It's like a French public, French audience. There are, I don't know, maybe there are not a lot into French bands, but maybe it's the same in every country. I don't really know, but we are more successful in like Germany or other country. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
and conditions to play are a bit difficult in France too.
Mm-hmm. You know, in that announcement of your gig here tomorrow for Kino Šiška, there was mentioned that you apparently impressed bands like The OCs and Shellac. How did that happen?
Yeah, Shellac, it's fun because it's like a dream because they just listen to our music one time when they were in tour in France, and they just emailed us to play with them. Uh-huh. It was very simple, you know. And after a band like The OCs, we played with them only once. And I think it was just the organizations that put up the shows that asked us because, But I don't really know. Sometimes, I mean, for Midway, for an example, the band that we like, we really harassed some people to play with them at least once to meet them. And so we played with them 1 year ago. And after that, they really liked our show. So they called us back.
You mentioned that they are from Chicago. Do they have any connection with Steve Albini?
They recorded with him.
That's what I wanted to ask you.
That's not how we.
Have any plans to maybe record in his studio?
We had that plans last year. We were wondering, are we going to record our new album? And yes, I think it would be so fun to record with Steve Albini, really, really interesting. But the stuff is that we don't have that much money to go to Chicago. So it's still a plan, but we don't know if we're going to realize it.
Yeah, yeah, maybe sometime in the future.
I know it's cheap, but you have to pay the tickets, plane and stuff like that.
Maybe we have time for this last question. You mentioned the new album that came out last year. Is it the concert? Is it focused on the new material, on the new songs from this album?
Mainly the last album, but also old songs. I mean, we really we pick up songs from all of our albums, the one we love to play in live. And we don't... It's really focused on the energetic songs, you know.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So that is good news. And we will see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Good time tonight.
Thank you very much.
Takole entuzijastično vas na koncert francoskega tria Decibel torej vabi njegova bobnarka Fanny Bulo. Če vas zanima, kako zasedbi in punkovsko nabrit hrupen rok s primesmi popa zaživi v živo, pa to lahko jutri zvečer preverite v Kinu Šiška. Z Bulojevo se je danes pogovarjal Goran Kompoš. Intervju Radija Študent.